June 2007, Section 2, Question 22. Now with this one, we are looking for what is most supported by the passage. What does the statements above most strongly support? And what we get is this. It says, news media rarely cover local politics thoroughly, and local political business is usually conducted secretively. So news media don't cover local politics, and it's usually covered secretively. These factors each tend to isolate politicians from their electorates. So politicians are isolated from their electorates. So this has the effect of reducing the chance that any particular act of resident participation will elicit a positive official response. So any type of any particular resident participation is probably not going to make the people in local politics happy, which in turn discourages resident participation in local politics. So what it's saying is that then kind of becomes cyclical, because your acts are going to irritate the people who are there, then they're going to, that discourages the participation. And so we know that they're basically creating this chain that's saying local politics, kind of the nature of local politics and the fact that they don't cover them thoroughly and it's usually conducted secretively, tends to discourage resident participation. So, A, particular acts of resident participation would be likely to elicit a positive response from local politicians if they were less isolated. Now, the problem with this is it's saying if they are isolated, we know that leads to resident participation being discouraged, but that doesn't mean if they weren't isolated, it would encourage it. So, not A. Local political business should be conducted less secretively, because this would avoid discouraging resident participation in local politics. Now, in this case, what we have, we do have some evidence for this, but we have a little bit of an issue in that it says it should be conducted less secretively. This passage doesn't actually support the idea of what should or should not happen. It is just making a statement about what is the case and not making some sort of judgment. So we've got to watch for that. See, the most important factor influencing a resident's decision as to whether to participate is the chance that participation will elicit a positive official response. The problem with this is the phrase, the most important. If it had said one factor, that would have been a good answer, but by saying the most important, it's too strong for what we had. D, more frequent thorough coverage of local politics would reduce at least one source of discouragement from residents' participation in local politics. That is going to be our best answer. First off, the word strength is really good. It would reduce, doesn't say eliminate, but reduce at least one source of discouragement from resident participation. And we do have evidence for that, because we know that those two things, the lack of thorough coverage and the secretive nature of the way it's conducted, those are leading to isolation, which then reduces the positive response, which then discourages resident participation. And so D is very good. E, if resident participation were not discouraged, this would cause them to be less isolated. Well, the problem with that is that we don't know that that would cause them to be less isolated. It is that the isolation is causing the lack of participation, not that the lack of participation is causing the isolation. So E has the right parts, but it goes backwards in terms of our causal relationship. And therefore, answer choice D is the best response.